At 7 o'clock, we'll be calling the Fluvanna County Planning Commission's regular meeting to order at this time for August 11th, 2020. The first agenda is the call, is the pledge of allegiance, which followed by a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item is the director's report.
Yes, good evening, Chairman Bev, members of the commission. Let me enlarge this a little bit too. So this, we're back to the monthly director's report. Last month we did a quarterly one for you during the COVID time period. So we did not have any planning cases on July 1st at the board. It was a lot of CARES funding and other COVID related items. The Board of Zoning Appeals also did not meet during the month of July. We did hold our technical review committee meeting, which are the two cases that are on for the public hearing. Items tonight. The Sycamore Square, this is the expansion of Village Oaks Phase 4. Sycamore Square is their holding company, not in that development area. And then the Village Oaks proffer amendment is kind of the companion case. So those two cases were summarized in the staff reports that you all received tonight. We also, as part of that, Mr. Robinson, we held the neighborhood meeting with Keith Lancaster from Southern Development Homes. That was a conference call here in the Morris Room on July 29th. We did have some people who were from Village Oaks and from across the street in the lake that participated in that neighborhood meeting. The last item as part of the director's report, we had our most recent regional planning meeting at the TJPDC for the rural transportation plan going forward for FY21. That still includes the Zion Crossroads Gateway plan and projection for the completion and of that Zion Crossroads Gateway plan will be June 30th of 2021. So basically within the next year. And we're due to receive some additional traffic counts and numbers from VDOT and Kittleson Associates this month. We also just closed out the Zion Crossroads Gateway Plan SurveyMonkey responses from TJPDC staff. And so we'll be compiling that information and providing that to you all probably in September. So, and that's all I have tonight for you all. Chairman Bibb, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Next item is the first of two public comment sections for tonight. Anyone wishing to speak on anything about the county other than the public hearing tonight, state your name and address, and you'll be limited to 3 minutes. No one coming forward. We'll end the first of two public comment sections at this time. The next item is the minutes from the July 14th meeting. Anybody has any comments, any changes, or does anybody have a motion about the minutes from the last meeting?
I would move we accept the minutes as presented.
I have a motion by Mr. Zimmer to accept the minutes as presented. Do I have a second? Have a second by Ms. Mary Key. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. The next is our public hearing for tonight. The first is ZMP 2001 Seymour Square LLC. At this time, the developers have requested a deferral to next month on this. We have to vote whether to accept that deferral or not. So, do I have a motion to accept the deferral?
It's a motion and a
There was an email sent to us earlier today. Please be advised the applicant for the rezoning and proper amendment application ZMP 2001, ZMP 2002 on this evening agenda has requested to defer these items to the next meeting due to a clerical error on their behalf. The legal advertisement for the proper amendment case has been found to contain error.
I move that the Planning Commission deferral of ZMP 2001, a request to amend the Savannah County zoning map with respect to 13.65 acres of tax map 9, section 14, parcels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, to zone the same from A1 agricultural general to R3 residential planned community and subject to the proper stated August 16th.
Do you have a motion by Ms. Mary Key? Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second for Mr. Johnson. All in favor, say aye.
Mr. Chairman, can I suggest the motion defer the matter until next month's meeting?
Yes, sir.
September.
Do I need to say that, sir? Yeah. Okay.
As long as you accept that.
Yes, defer until next month.
Okay. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. The next item is ZMP 2002 Village Oak Proper Amendment. This has also had been directed to for deferral. This is actually the part that actually had the actual borough in it. So they are asking for deferral to next month's meeting.
Mr. Chairman, this is a companion application to the first one, and they really should be heard together.
Do I have a motion to accept the deferral?
I make a motion to accept the deferral.
It's right there.
Okay. ZMP 2002, an ordinance to amend proffers associated with ZMP 402 of Savannah County zoning map with request to 38.869 acres of tax map 9, section A, parcels 13C, 14, 14C, and 14C1, and tax map 9, section 13, parcels A, B, CD 1 through 40 and 85 through 102 till September of 2020.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second with Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Anyone that had wished to make any comments on these items tonight, please make your comments next month at our meeting because this has been deferred to that meeting. Thank you if anybody's listening in. Okay, the next item is a site development plan, SDP 2003 LKQ Automotive. Brad Robson will be presenting.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. You have before you tonight a site development plan request for sketch plan approval for the LKQ Automotive project. This is a request to construct a salvage and scrapyard on tax map 4A27, which is 90.17 acres in size according to county tax information. The property is zoned I-2 as a result of a rezoning that was done in 2017, and a special use permit was approved in 2018 for this project, so this is a subsequent approval that they are seeking for this project. This is the location of the project in the county, along the 250 corridor. And this is an aerial image of the property. If you were to look closely, you can see that the property formerly contained a similar use. And there's rows of vehicles in that aerial imagery. And this is the current zoning of the property, I-2. Again, result of a 2017 rezoning. And this is the applicant's sketch plan, proposing a building towards the northern property line, and then the majority of the remainder of the site would be devoted towards a storage yard for inventory. So as shown on the concept plan, it's proposing a building approximately 100,000 square feet in size. The facility would employ 45 employees, and a little over 6,800 square feet of the building would be open to the public as far as retail space. There would be a parking area on the site as well, along with the building. The parking area proposes 72 spaces, as shown on the concept plan. Again, as mentioned, the majority of the property is going to be devoted to a gravel storage yard. And you may have seen on the concept plan, currently there's one entrance to the site from Memory Lane. They will be adding a second entrance. So altogether, there will be two entrances into the property from Memory Lane. And VDOT comments were provided in the staff report. Along with this request, they're also requesting a sidewalk waiver, and that is also in the staff report. The zoning of the property requires that they provide sidewalks on both sides, so they are requesting a waiver from that requirement. So to conclude, this is a sketch plan request for a salvage and scrap yard, as approved by Special Use Permit 1801. Appears to meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance, and if they receive approval tonight, then they'll have to file a final site plan that complies with the zoning ordinance. So that concludes my presentation. I believe we have some representatives from U.S. Capital Development on the line, and I can try to answer questions you might have at this time.
Were there some concerns from the planning department about the sketch plan?
Correct, yes, there are.
Has it been hard to read and to decipher what, I had some hard time reading some of the numbers and the lines that this does not look like a normal site plan to me that we normally get. It doesn't seem like it was prepared correctly. Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Robinson? Is the applicant want to make any comments?
Good evening. This is Scott Haley with U.S. Capital Development. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I am representing U.S. Capital Development, and on behalf of our client LKQ, Matt Caddy is also on the call. Matt Breitmayer is a development assistant with USCD. He's on the line as well. And Ross Stevens with Kimley Horn, the engineer of record for this project. The sketch plan, we started this project a few years ago and have been working, trying to get to a point where we can garner approval so LKQ can advance their plans to open up this dismantling facility in the county. So we're excited about being able to take the next step with this sketch plan, and looking forward to answer any other questions. Really, the sketch plan is in compliance with all the other regulations that we've had with the original zoning and those conditions that were outlined in the prior letter back in 2018.
Why is this plan got all these numbers and markers on it, like, that are very hard to read and to decipher? what the actual site plan is supposed to be. Never seen one done in this manner. Most of them have been done more professionally than this. It looks like this is just kind of laid over top of the original application drawing.
Well, my comment to that is that we're outlining the information regarding how we would lay out the storage yard as it relates to the topography and the how the contours of the site play with the plan itself. So,
well, the planning department has a problem with this. It's very hard to decipher and to read the way it's presented to us and so forth like that. And me, when I was also looking to it, I'm trying to figure out all these numbers and so forth like these red lines and so forth like that. It's kind of hard for me to decipher what we're really doing here. I mean, I've seen lots of site plans, and I just never seen one like this before.
Well, the lines and the layout for the storage yard for the majority of the site. And so those are referencing those numbers are in relationship to each one of those lanes and storage aisles. So if you wanted them, it could be separated, but this show how the contours and the storage yard relate to each other. Brad, can you convey if you guys have difficulty understanding that, or what we need to do?
I'm going to go to the conditions.
We're switching to another document, sir. So, Mr. Haley, I pulled up for Mr. Robinson the conditions of the SUP from a few years ago, and what we've tried to do as staff is make sure that the sketch plan that you're proposing or have proposed is meeting and addressing the conditions that are in the SUP. And some of those are not clear to us. I'm going to let Mr. Robinson go over some of those related to the buffering. And we were trying to work or have you all work with Kimberly Horn to illustrate those a little better for the commission. So that's where we'll leave it at this point.
Scott, I'm just going to add that this is the third version of the sketch plan that we've received. On the second version, there were some different colors that were added to the sketch plan to show the buffers, and in certain places it was less than the 75 feet required. Some places it was 74 feet 9 inches, other places it was 74 feet. So that's why we've have requested to see that the sketch plan was going to comply with the special use permit conditions.
Any comments to that? The applicant?
This is Matt Freymeyer with USCD. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So in comment to that, we did submit several versions of the sketch plan. There was some difficulty showing those buffers on the southernmost property line. We did eventually have on a third submission, I think everything is correctly identified. We could certainly add color to that if that would make it easier. But we did submit three of these, and it's our understanding that it achieved what we needed to. If there's anything we need to change, we're happy to, as part of our site development plan application, move forward.
Well, my suggestion is that y'all should, we should probably defer this until we have a better site plan that the planning department can decipher better, because they're having lots of problems determining whether this is actually in compliance completely. And even myself, I've looked at a lot of them, but I've never seen one like this and so forth like that. So it looks like it just does. Somebody took a computer and overlaid the original drawing that was brought to us when the SUP was presented.
All right, hey, this is Scott Heliak back. I'm back. I unfortunately dropped off for a second, so hopefully somebody on the team addressed your prior question. We're happy to move. I'm fortunate that we're having this meeting, that if it was such a big issue, I wish we could address it ahead of time or deferred it rather than taking the commission's time this evening if the plans were in such, quote, bad shape. So we can address that and actually, continue the discussion if the commission doesn't want to advance this. We are in agreement with any and all of those all those conditions, and would be reflected in the final plan. So, but I'll allow the commission to take my comments for what they're worth on that. But there's nothing intentional on that end of it. So the sketch plan is a sketch to what we believe was to communicate little graphically what was identified in the prior letter from the county, which we're still in agreement on.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I just get some clarification? Sections 1 through 8 under the technical review, did we have everything that we needed there in terms of VDOT? You know, they talked about that the there was supposedly a simple traffic plan that nobody could get a hold of. Like, do we have all of those things in 1 through 8 addressed?
I'm not sure that they've been addressed.
Okay. So I just want to bring to the commission's attention, under the technical review, there's a few things that I think that we want to make sure that all those pieces have been met too. I mean, if they have to go back and redo some things, we want clarity, or at least I would like to have clarity on all of these sections when we do look at this.
Mr. Robinson and Mr. Miles, do you think this sketch plan is readable, that y'all can really determine whether it meets all the qualifications that we normally require?
No.
And the answer, is no.
Well, Chairman Bibb, if I can respond to Mrs. Marty Key's question and maybe ask Mr. Haley or his consultant from Kimberly Horn. The VDOT traffic study that was done back during your SUP process, have you all provided that? There's Kimberly Horn provided that to John Wilson or the folks at the VDOT Louisa residency at this point?
This is Ross Stevens with Kimberly Horn. We received a confirmation from VDOT originally that they weren't going to require any sort of study based on their assessment of the trips associated with this site, and that was confirmed by email, and that has been provided, but we could make sure that your team has a copy of that justification that VDOT did for that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Mile, what is your suggestion? Do you think that you need a better sketch plan to be able to really determine and interpret it completely?
Yes, sir, Chairman Bibb. Mr. Robinson and I both agree or feel that we'd like to have Mr. Ross Stevens or folks from Kimberly Horn to submit that information and more clarity. And then also, in general, we would like to know from the county's perspective if the site plan, if they're proposing to submit that going forward this fall, because the SUP approval, they filed this sketch plan right before that SUP was to expire. And so we want to make sure that they're going forward in good faith.
Does anybody else on the Planning Commission have any questions or any other concerns?
Is your concern adequately addressed, not the technical items?
I think that email that is forwarded to Mr. Miles and Mr. Robinson is going to clarify if we've met that VDOT concern, because we don't have information that's clear yet. Right. Mr. Chairman Bibb, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I also wanted to ask about the 45 employees. Are you planning on starting off with 45 employees, or is this estimated to happen over a period of time that you would be hiring 45 people to work there?
I don't think that's part of the site plan type of...
okay, that's what I didn't know. We hope so. Okay.
Okay. Would the applicant like to make any more comments before we discuss this at the Planning Commission?
I think it's pretty clear. We apologize that having taken your time this evening, if the county staff was not 100% satisfied. So we will address. We heard your comments. We'll address those and return back to staff and the commission.
So are you requesting at this time a deferral until a better site plan can be presented to the planning staff?
Mr. Chairman, I am not requesting a deferral. It sounds like you guys are leading to that. My position is if we met the technical review and we finalize with our next site development plan that has all those requirements in the letter, we're going to meet all the buffer yards of 75 feet XYZ. All those are going to be in there as well. I would suggest we take action. If you're going to like to defer it, we're not going to object to that, but we think we've met all the technical requirements and the technical review requirements from the other agencies. So I am just hedging that you are going to defer this, and but we would not recommend that, but we would like to not have a vote if you're not satisfied moving this forward.
My concern is I think it's very hard to read, and the planning staff is having some hard time deciphering part of it, and myself, when I looked at it too, I did have some problems. So thank you for your comments. Did any of the other members of the Planning Commission have any questions for the applicant? Well, my suggestion is that we probably should have this come back to us, because the planning staff is having a problem. And I've never seen one like this before myself. So, does anybody else have any questions or comments?
This is Patricia Eaton.
Yes.
Will you, will staff work with LKQ to tell them what they want to the in this site plan?
They're shaking their head, yes.
This is eager to answer that question. We'd like to be able to work directly with Ross Stevens at Kimberly Horn if the folks from LPQ would allow us to do that.
I think that would be a good idea. Then you're on the same page, talking to each other, figuring it out.
Yes, ma'am.
Would that be satisfactory to the applicant, what Mr. Miles requested?
Our team will work directly as a group with the county staff to rectify this sketch plan.
Thank you.
That will include LKQ as well.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any discussions or anything like that? Or does anybody have a motion?
Well, how long will it take them to make these corrections and get it back to you, you think? Is September sufficient?
Probably up to them, yeah.
Should the applicant be able to have it by September, the next meeting?
We believe so, yes, sir. We worked with them before the July 14th meeting and did not send it to you all so that it could be taken care of between July 14th and now. So we're hopefully that between now and September 8th, it can be completed, yes, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I move that we defer SDP 2003, a sketch plan request to construct a salvage and scrap yard with respect to 90.17 acres of tax map section A, parcel 27A, subject to the condition. Well, I guess that doesn't matter. What move that we defer it?
Okay.
And I guess, can I do the next one at the same time?
Do we need to do the sidewalk?
No, you don't need to act on that. That carries, that just carries over.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second?
Second.
So, Mr. Lagosino. All in favor of the deferral, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There seems to be the last item on the agenda tonight is the second of the two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to make any comment about anything in the county at this time, please state your name and address, and you'll be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing or hearing no one to make any comments.
I think it's the applicant signing off.
Seeing no one coming forward or online to make any comments, we'll end the second of two public comment section. And if there is no objections, we will adjourn at 7:33.